WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The residents of Puerto Rico are hiding in closets and hunkered down in shelters as Hurricane Maria prepares to make landfall there.
A storm of this magnitude has not been seen here since 1928. And this is not the worst of it.
Correspondent Layla Santiago's in San Juan, where the eyewall is set to arrive between 8 and 9 this morning. Already debris is flying around, much of it already turned to scrap by Hurricane Irma. Jennifer Gonzalez Colon represents Puerto Rico in Congress.
I'm inside one of my closets in my house, and it's really scary. I never had this kind of event before.
Forecasters say Maria will likely be a record-setting damage event for the island. Frantic digging continued overnight in Mexico, where a magnitude 7.1 earthquake has killed more than 200 people. Much of the attention's being paid on a three-story school in Mexico City that collapsed on teachers and students.
We've heard that at some point people have asked volunteers or people around these mountains of rubble to be quiet, to listen for signs of life, so that the volunteers who've been digging through this rubble can continue finding individuals, people who are trapped.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. Back at home, there's still a lot of cleanup to do from Hurricane Irma, and about 20 National Park Service employees from the D.C. area have been dispatched to help repair Florida's parks.
The focus includes about 15 national parks in South Florida, including Everglades National Park. NPS spokesperson Mike Litterist is among the group helping out. Damage includes downed trees and
coastal parks have seen a lot of water damage from storm surge.
The team's also helping with emergency stabilization, including getting roads open again, and
we're doing damage assessments to determine what the long-term requirements are to repair and rebuild the park.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The ribbon will be cut this afternoon on the project that will bring hot lanes to I-66 inside the Beltway by the end of the year. Single drivers will be able to pay a toll to use those lanes in rush hour, while carpools will continue to ride for free. But Virginia officials are pushing new transit programs that are also part of the project, including enhanced regional bus service and expanded bike share options. One D.C. council member thinks it's high time the price of cigarettes went up in the city.
Former mayor, current Ward 7 council member Vince Gray says his side of the city gets disproportionately targeted by big tobacco.
The proposed bill is a tool we can use to fight back.
His bill would increase the cigarette tax from $2.50 a pack to $4.50.
That ought to slow folks down, hopefully, right?
Studies show, he says, every 10% in price increase causes youth and minority smoking rates to drop 7%. The tax was last increased in the city 8 years ago.
Bring our tax closer to that of similarly situated cities like Chicago and New York.
At the Wilson Building, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
You ever wonder what happens to that money you put in the collection plate each Sunday? At the Queen of Apostles Church in Alexandria, police say it was ending up in the pocket of a volunteer who was in charge of counting it. When the church became suspicious, it asked police to step in. A surveillance operation was launched. It ended with the arrest of 53-year-old Sandra Cortez of Annandale. She's charged with grand larceny. The church believes several thousand dollars were stolen. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,370, the NASDAQ at 6,461. In sports, the Nats reached several milestones in a win over the Braves, 100 RBI for Ryan Zimmerman, a club record for steals for Trey Turner, and 250 strikeouts for the fourth straight year for Max Scherzer. Also, a wild pitch scores the game's only run in the 11th for the Red Sox as they beat the O's at Camden Yards. WMAL News Time is 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. It's $4K a day on WMAL. The money's falling from the sky every weekday. Details at WMAL.com. And listen here, $4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Let us take care of the most important person on your holiday shopping list, you. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. Earn gift bucks when you play with your M Life Rewards card. Then redeem them for that luxury watch you've always wanted, the hottest tech toys, and more. Now through November 7th, this is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Long decks, the ideal choice for outdoor entertaining and relaxing. Visit longfence.com. Step up to higher rates with a John Marshall Bank 2, 3, and 4-year step-up CD. To learn more, go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com. Member FDIC.
705 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, around the Beltway, Annandale, Tyson's Legion Bridge. You're doing okay to start off this commute. Maryland Beltway, that's where we're struggling. We have a crash involving a dump truck. New Carrollton area, outer loop as you pass 450, and that's along the right side. Big delays through there. Leaving Greenbelt, solid lineup on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway now to get to the crash that's inside the Beltway before you get to Good Luck Road. That's before you get to 410, so be aware there. With this crash in New Carrollton, unfortunately, it does not take the pressure off of the top side, which is slow 95 to George Avenue. Get ready, 270 out of Urbana. Solid lineup, almost back to the Monocacy. Off and on the brakes down to the lane divide with very little relief along the way. So morning rush hour and solid effect there. 66 east to 28 Centerville. That crash was quickly moved over to the shoulder. Still see some flashing lights, though. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a little patch of overcast around this morning. Jose well to the east of us and staying away. And moving north eventually. We'll go through the day with a little cloud around. Run through the afternoon hours with high temperatures in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 65 in Centerville, 66 in Waldorf, 72 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by John Marshall Bank. Jimmy Kimmel says the GOP senator who promised to protect health care for families lied to his face about it. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Morning. Did you hear the president's speech at the UN yesterday? Well, if not, we've got it for you. We also have Corey Lewandowski at 7:15, who will give us his take on it, and Ambassador John Bolton at 7:35 with his view on the president's first speech at the UN. At 8:05, Stephen Farnsworth will give us a rundown on last night's Virginia gubernatorial debate. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnese.
Well, you might be a working person, so it's possible you didn't hear everything from the speech. We'll give you a couple quick clips of this. Here's the president of the United States yesterday at 10 a.m. delivering that speech before the UN in New York, saying that he's going to put America first.
As president of the United States, I will always put America first. Just like you, as the leaders of your countries, will always and should always put your countries first.
Now, that was a big moment because you've got the president of the United States basically coming up with a way of transposing that concept, America first, onto the rest of the world, being like, look, here's why. Here's why this international body, I'm going to stand before the world and tell them I'm America first, just like you should be for your citizens first as well. So I thought that was a strong moment, Mary.
I was curious as to how he was going to translate this America first policy that we heard he was going to talk about at the speech into a global body. You know, the UN is a global governing body. So how do you say, well, I'm putting us first? And I think he did it very eloquently and he made a great point.
Yeah,
I loved it.
He mentioned, you heard the word sovereignty a lot during the speech. But he talked about that as nations, we have to work together. We clearly have to work together, but we have to respect our sovereignty and we need to look out for the interests of our citizens. I think that part of it, sort of well received, actually, in the room, as best we could tell. And then he got into what Nikki Haley was referring to as the slaps. Here's President Trump taking on North Korea.
No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
totally destroy North Korea. He went on to refer to Kim Jong-un with his new nickname.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able, but hopefully this will not be necessary. That's what the United Nations is all about. That's what the United Nations is for. Let's see how they do.
But he didn't stop with Rocket Man. The president also moved on to Iran.
We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
He also said the Iran deal, by the way, was an embarrassment yesterday, which was a pretty... the room must have been like, who the hell is this guy? This is wild. What a different tone we're getting from the president of the United States.
Well, he didn't apologize for America's presence in the world. He didn't apologize for America's leadership. He took control and he was a leader. The UN hasn't seen that from this country in 8 years. You know, remember President Obama went to the UN and apologized basically for America's existence. Really sorry we exist in the world. We're so sorry. We're a horrible country. And President Trump went and said, no, I'm proud of my country. You should be proud of your country. I lead my country. You should lead your country.
Well, you're going to want to hold on this hour. Corey Lewandowski is joining us in the next block, and then we've got Ambassador John Bolton joining us at 7:35. And I'm interested specifically to find out what it's like to be in the General Assembly and to hear these types of speeches, and whether or not anyone has ever given a speech like President Trump did yesterday. The president also, you mentioning uncomfortable things, mentioned something that's become uncomfortable in recent years, radical Islamic terrorism.
We will stop radical Islamic terrorism because we cannot allow it to tear up our nation and indeed to tear up the entire world. We must deny the terrorists safe haven, transit, funding, and any form of support for their vile and sinister ideology. We must drive them out of our nations. It is time to expose and hold responsible those countries who support and finance terror groups like Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, the Taliban, and others that slaughter innocent people.
Whoa. So if the whole call is like, hey, you need to be explicit about who the bad actors are, boy, did he do it. And it's funny that none of this countering violence, violent extremism nonsense. He went straight for radical Islamic terror yesterday.
Which I think for the European countries must have loved that. Look what's happening in France and Germany and England. Look what's happening with these attacks, and where are they coming from? Radical Islamic terrorists. So I would think in general, at least the people of those countries probably love the fact that the president...
Well,
put it out there.
Probably some percentage of the people of those countries were appreciative. Also, the president getting around to slapping Venezuela as well. Here he is.
The problem in Venezuela is not that socialism has been poorly implemented, but that socialism has been faithfully implemented.
Some applause in the room here.
From the Soviet Union to Cuba to Venezuela, wherever true socialism or communism has been adopted, it has delivered anguish and devastation and failure. Those who preach the tenets of these discredited ideologies only contribute to the continued suffering of the people who live under these cruel systems. America stands with every person living under a brutal regime.
So let me go to, I'm gonna, now, you know, so this is, that's the president's speech. He hit a bunch of points here. Remember this, he starts off the America First line and then a bunch of slaps for all of the nations, including Venezuela, that he thinks that are just in poor state right now.
Well, when he, in that cut right there in the very beginning where he says the problem in Venezuela isn't socialism is implemented poorly, it's implemented correctly.
Yes.
You know, you noted there was a smattering of applause. Did you hear there were people laughing? I heard laughter in there. I heard a couple of chuckles, and I thought, oh, they're getting it. They like it. And there are some people who actually agree with the president.
Yeah, amazingly. So I imagine, once again, there was probably some division in the room, but no love for socialism amongst some of those people. Amazing to watch. We'll get a reaction here in just a moment from Corey Lewandowski. Stay tuned for that. It's 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County crews working with the crash on the Loudoun County Parkway in Chantilly area as you push north up toward Route 50. They've stopped all traffic here temporarily. So I'll let you know as soon as they release any of those lanes here. Again, that's Loudoun County Parkway at 50 for 66. Here we go with the rush hour. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and then off and onto the Beltway, slowing. Two accidents along the way have been cleared out of the roadway. So currently, I don't have anything reported there for you. Hope it stays that way. On to the Greenway. Toll Road looks fantastic. Let's shift gears and head into Maryland now. Aspen Hill area, Connecticut Avenue, and Belfry Road under police direction for the crash. 270 Urbana off and on the brakes down to the Beltway. And on the Beltway, latest update is now two right lanes blocked with this crash involving a dump truck. Outer loop past 450 Annapolis Road with big delays around that stretch heading into New Carrollton. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, partly cloudy skies, a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 68. Tomorrow, generally sunny, a high of 87. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 71 degrees, 716 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Then would you categorize the speech, I guess, as unsophisticated? So while it may play to his base, and there are lots of Americans, to Ali's point, that don't necessarily like the UN, they might not understand the nuances and all that the UN does on a coordinated effort to protect us. So on the face, could people view this as a strong speech, not having an understanding of all of these disconnects required for the president to be impactful?
Whoa. I'd call it a simplistic axis of evil speech on steroids. I mean, you
Hold on, one more time. You know, simplistic axis of evil on steroids.
I mean, you had President George W. Bush.
That is what an MSNBC panel sounds like, by the way. How patronizing. And assessing that the president of the United States himself was simplistic and that voters are too dumb to understand what happened. Let's go to Corey Lewandowski now. Corey's the former Trump campaign manager and currently the senior advisor and spokesman for America First Action. Corey, first of all, thanks for joining us. And how do you respond to something like that, that MSNBC panel?
Well, I respond in the same way that the rest of America responds, which is, the American people are so tired of the news individuals trying to make the news and not report the news that if you look at the surveys immediately following the election results, 97% of the respondents from the Media Research Center indicated that they did not allow the media to dictate or bias their election voting habits. And the reason for that is because what we see now, time and time again, just like that panel you just played, is individuals who are trying to make the news and not report the news, and the American people are tired of that.
Well, they sure are. Corey, you've worked really closely with President Trump. A lot of people criticizing the speech yesterday were demanding that he be a different person, that he be sort of diplomatic in a way that would suit the UN. But instead, we saw a president that was very similar to the one we often get. Do you find that President Trump kind of is consistent no matter where he presents?
Well, the president has been clear on the campaign trail as the president-elect, and now as the president, he's been very clear that the United Nations is a broken system and that the United States pays an unfair share of the overall dues for the United Nations. With 193 nations which participate in the UN, the United States pays 22% of the overall dues to the UN. And what the president has said is, it is high time for a country like ours that has $20 trillion in debt, that we are treated equally amongst the others, and others have to pay their fair share. This is not new information. This is not something that came out of left field. This is exactly what the president talked about during the campaign. It's what he's talked about as the president-elect, and is what he has talked about as the president of the United States. And you know what it's called? It's called America First. And that is the philosophy that he ran on, and that's the philosophy that he's implementing.
Corey, every president has speechwriters. That speech was very Trumpian, very Trumpian. How much input does President Trump have on these speeches?
Well, I know that Stephen Miller, who is the principal speechwriter along with Vince Haley and a few others, worked very hard on that speech. But at the end of the day, my recollection is, and I'm sure this was the case on this speech, is that the president was given a draft of the speech 2 to 3 days in advance. He would go through, make his edits, and then as he prepared to deliver that speech, he would sit down with a small team and give that speech and then make any additional changes. So the president is very involved in exactly what is going to be said. And if anybody believes that anyone other than the president injected the words Rocket Man into that speech, they surely don't know the president.
I wanted to ask you, Corey, about one of the actual criticisms here. Some of it coming from the president's supporters, that there seems to be something of a contradiction in the way he says, we do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, and then goes on to say that, quote, we are prepared to take further action if the government of Venezuela persists in its path to impose authoritarian rule on the Venezuelan people, suggesting that, hey, we may want to actually get involved in Venezuela and change the course of events there. Is there a contradiction here?
I think the president, you know, this is the second time we've heard the president talk about Venezuela in the last 2 or 3 months, and it's obviously something where the situation there continues to deteriorate, and the question is, what role does the United States and or the United Nations have in making sure that there is an economy there or a way of life that is commensurate with what the people of Venezuela want? And what we have seen time and time again in places where there are strong dictators is that there is oppression that takes place. There is, economic depravity of many things that take place in that scenario. And the United States, and by extension in this case, the United Nations, is going to, I think, continue to look at the role in Venezuela to ensure that the people of Venezuela have an opportunity to be successful.
How much of this speech was just kind of a rebuttal to everything that Obama had said on the floor of the UN previously?
Well, there's clearly some of that, but it's also, look, we have two presidents that have a diametrically opposite view of the United States' role in the world. One was a nation builder and wanted to go out and continue to give out aid and money to every nation in the world. And the other one has said, you know what, we have to make sure we're taking care of our people first. And so what the president laid out yesterday was, and if you listen to what Benjamin Netanyahu said yesterday, and I'll paraphrase, he said it was the boldest, brashest, potentially greatest speech he has heard of the United Nations in the last 30 years. And that's a very, very bold statement from a very important strategic partner of the United States to support President Trump and the statements that he made yesterday, because it is a clear difference of a worldview of what Obama wanted. And look, when Obama went overseas and he went to Germany, he was hailed as, a king over there. The president doesn't have that same interest. He wants to do what's right by the United States first and isn't as concerned about how the people of Germany or Great Britain or other countries view him. He's concerned about how the people of the United States view him.
All right, Corey Lewandowski, thanks. I wish we had more time with you. Really appreciate, though, you stopping by and giving us your breakdown of the speech today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Nice to have you, sir. Coming up, Ambassador John Bolton will break it down from the perspective of a guy who worked inside the UN and got to see it all in action. 7:23 now on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
I know you've been hearing the messages from Ackerman Security, along with law enforcement veterans Vince Hill and Mike Sands. And even though I've been telling you about Ackerman Security, I had no idea that a burglary happens every 15 seconds in this country. Think about that. Every 15 seconds. And they are the only ones talking about this. So Ackerman is telling it like it is, and they're doing something about it. They're working with real law enforcement professionals, and that includes their no theft guarantee. It's the only one of its kind offered by any security provider in the country. The no theft guarantee, it literally means that if your home is broken into while your Ackerman security system is armed, that Ackerman will pay for 100% of your loss, every single penny. They can do this because a break-in at a home secured by Ackerman virtually never, ever happens. But in the very rare chance that it does, Ackerman, they've got your back. And that is why Ackerman continues to be the sign of real security. You know you want to know more, so visit NoTheftGuarantee.com for all the details. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting into town over the 14th Street Bridge. Here we come, 395 back near the Pentagon. Just the volume each direction on the freeway. DC 295 northbound before the 11th Street Bridge. Had a report of a minor incident in that area, so seeing a little congestion starting to form. So just keep alert, please. On the Maryland Beltway, we are just in a solid lineup trying to head into New Carrollton. If you haven't heard, we have a crash involving a dump truck. Two right lanes are blocked. Outer loop as you pass 450 Annapolis Road. The reason for that delay. And then topside, we're still slow from 95 and around to George Avenue. 95 commuters southbound approaching Route 32 after 175 crash reported. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Jose does stay away as clouds continue to go away also as high pressure builds in. The overcast will become clear, so we head on through today, mainly sunny. At a high of warm 88 degrees, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
71 degrees, 7:26.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Have you been putting off fixing that fence or updating your yard fixtures? Well, way to procrastinate. Now you can save even more because Long Fence is offering the lowest prices of the year. Yep, cooler temps mean even hotter deals on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate. Now, the lowest prices of the year are waiting for you at Long Fence. Everything.
President of the United States giving a big UN speech yesterday. We get reaction now from Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. He's got some thoughts on how that all went down in that chamber. It's all ahead of here on Mornings on the Mall. 7:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. Hurricane force winds are pummeling Puerto Rico as Maria makes landfall. Debris is already flying around, much of it made into debris by Hurricane Irma just days ago. More than 11,000 people are in shelters. Power outages have already left the island largely in the dark. As wind and water pound Puerto Rico, in Mexico, the disaster is one of shifting land. More than 200 people dead in yesterday's 7.1 magnitude quake, and a frantic search is on for survivors buried under the rubble.
Very, very difficult to dig through this rubble and to try to listen for signs of life in the middle of so much destruction.
Correspondent Rosa Flores in Mexico City. Virginia's major party candidates for governor went toe-to-toe in a televised debate last night, with Republican Ed Gillespie playing the role of attack dog, challenging the record of the current administration and saying he could do better.
The policies I put forward would result in the creation of more than 53,000 new, additional, full-time, good-paying private sector jobs across our Commonwealth.
Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam had a more bullish take on the Commonwealth.
You're really talking about how poorly the Commonwealth of Virginia is doing, but I'm proud to be a Virginian, and when we invest in Virginia, there is no other state that can beat us.
Both candidates condemned the march on Charlottesville by white supremacists, but differed on what to do with Confederate statues. Northam wants them in museums. Gillespie wants to keep them right where they are. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,370, the NASDAQ at 6,461. In sports, brought to you by Experian, Max Scherzer continues his chase for a second straight Cy Young Award by leading the Nats to a 4-2 win over the Braves, and a wild pitch scores the game's only run in the 11th inning as the Red Sox beat the Orioles. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million people who believe the American dream is still alive. That's why we're doing something to make it more attainable. We put our earnings back into lower rates on mortgages for members all across America. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for
It was summer when I found you. I noticed your strong arm, your easy approach, how attractive your interest was. And while all the others were good for just a year, you would stay true for 5 years. What a mortgage.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Irresistible.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 arm requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
Have you heard the 3 big lies about Medicaid? 1. If you need nursing home care, the nursing home will take your house. Not true. 2. If you transferred assets in the last 5 years, you won't be eligible for Medicaid. Not true. And 3, if you're already in a nursing home, it's too late to protect your assets. Also, not true. Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellington with Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055. That's 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellintonlaw.com. That's FELINTON law.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Think data breaches only affect companies? Think again. It could be your data being sold on the dark web. See if you're at risk with a free dark web email scan only from Experian. It costs nothing and it could help you keep your identity yours. Start now for free at Experian.com/scan.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway commuters coming around from Forestville into New Carrollton, get ready, have an accident. And the latest update I'm getting from crews at the scene, there's a fuel spill, so this could take some time. Outer loop as you pass 450 Annapolis Road. Stay to the far left to get by. Again, those delays back near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. So quite the long haul. Baltimore, Washington Park. Parkway. Lanes are open in Laurel between 198 and 197. We had the earlier broken down car. Get a little break, and then from Greenbelt off and on down to 410, where we had an incident. Park police say lanes are now open. On 97 northbound, as you approach Route 100, still remnants of the earlier crash. 270, here we go. Urbana, most of the way down to the Beltway. See very little break along the way. For 95, in Aquia, still the volume. Dale City toward Route 1, crash out of the roadway. Now, from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just seeing a little overcast around in spots this morning. I'm going to go partly cloudy today because as we go through the day, we'll have sunshine and a high of 88 degrees. That's 10 degrees above average. Tonight, clear and mild, 68. Sunny tomorrow, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 63 in Centerville, 68 in Silver Spring, 71 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Morning 7:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You know, there was a debate in Virginia last night between Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam. So coming up at 8:05 this morning, Stephen Farnsworth will break it all down for us. He's a political analyst. Kind of give us a sense of what happened in that debate and how he scores it. It's all ahead. My name is Vince Colonnade, sitting alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. So yesterday, the president gave a speech at the UN that was hailed by most people as a phenomenal speech.
Most people we know.
Yes, that's true. No, well, listen, I do not know Bibi Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister. However, he loved the speech. He came out and said it was fantastic. But yet CNN, of course, now initially, I have to tell you, because I was listening to CNN right after the speech. I went over to listen to it on the radio. And initially, they weren't trashing the speech. They were just kind of talking about it, didn't say anything bad about it. Then they trotted out the Obama alums. They trotted them out. One of them that they trotted out was Rear Admiral John Kirby. And they had him on talking about President Trump's speech in front of the UN. Here's what he had to say.
This was a sermon. And he wasn't a president. He was a preacher up there, given his dark worldview about threats and conflict. This was a speech about conflict around the world, not a speech about cooperation. And that's a real shame, because of all the places you can give a speech about collective security and mutual cooperation and respect, it's at the UN, and I think he missed a huge opportunity.
I think he missed the speech, John Kirby, because he did talk about cooperation. He did talk about working with other countries. He did talk about getting the UN to a place where everyone is acting efficiently and pulling their own weight. So now you've got basically a situation where the president is addressing those things, but he's asking them to be honest about the threats that they face. So we've got more now. Let's go to Mary. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, we have Ambassador John Bolton joining us. Ambassador, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
So glad that you're able to join us and give us an insider's take on this speech. I wanted to just very quickly play for you a part of the president's speech that has not gotten a lot of play, but it was absolutely my favorite part of his speech, and get your reaction on it.
I was elected not to take power, but to give power to the American people
where it belongs.
Wow. Does that just not define who we are as a country? I thought that was a fabulous, fabulous line. What was your impression?
No, I agree. That's absolutely right. I mean, a lot of that speech, although it didn't use the phrase American exceptionalism, is about why we're an exceptional country. And there are very few other politicians in that hall who could have said, who could have uttered those words.
What was your reaction, just having been in that General Assembly many times? I imagined as they were cutting away to the reaction shots that there was a bit of pearl clutching going on in that room. Do people normally hear speeches like this in the United Nations?
No, I think I've been saying this is the most forceful address I think they've probably ever heard. I thought it was Trump's the best speech of his presidency. And, you know, he got very limited applause. That's par for the course. George W. Bush used to say every year when he went up to the address the General Assembly, it was his annual visit to the Wax Museum, because that's the kind of reaction he got. And I think many of the things Trump said quite correctly about North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, people were dismayed, because even some American commentators have said, how could he call for the destruction of North Korea in the United Nations? Well, what do these people think it is, a church? How often do they go to worship at the United Nations?
I don't get that, Ambassador Bolton, because I imagine that the people in that room have watched the news. They know what President Trump is like outside of, say, the UN General Assembly. Is there some sort of standard where you have to be a different person when you enter into the UN?
Well, that's what I say. These people who are horrified by it, and there's a good long list of them among the American press this morning, if they go to the UN to worship, so be it. I still think plain speaking is an American virtue, and I think there was a lot of it in that speech yesterday. The line I would have liked to have seen the audience reaction on more than anything else was when, talking about Venezuela, he said that what's going on there is not a case of socialism being poorly implemented, but a case of socialism being faithfully implemented. I bet there were jaws dropped to the floor all over that room and an intake of breath. My God, it's one thing to talk about destroying North Korea, but to criticize socialism at the United Nations, that's really making a joke in church.
Was President Trump, though, speaking to the people of these countries and not necessarily the leaders of these countries?
Well, I think one advantage and a reason you've seen American presidents of both parties speak now almost annually at the UN, it didn't used to be that way, but now it's almost every year, is they can get everybody around the world, all the peoples of all the 193 member countries, the leaders, everybody watches that speech. So that's one reason I thought it was entirely appropriate for the president to take 40, 45 minutes. He wasn't going to get a lot of sympathy from many of the nations there, so he explained much of his philosophy. I thought anybody who watched the way he laid to rest the criticism of an America First policy by saying, of course I put the interest of the American people first. And every leader in this room puts the interest of their country first. How else could it be? I thought it was devastating.
Yeah, they may change what they decide to broadcast in the future. One last question for you, Ambassador Bolton. This is related to whether or not there was a contradiction in terms between him saying he wants to impose his way of life on people or, and changing, like, regimes in Venezuela. Was there a contradiction there?
Well, I think there's inherently a contradiction in the notion of what limits we're going to place on the steps we're prepared to take to protect ourselves. In the case of Venezuela, honestly, if we help the opposition overthrow the regime, we wouldn't be interfering with the sovereignty of the people of Venezuela. We'd be enhancing it.
All right, Ambassador Bolton, we're going to hold you over here. I'd like to talk to you in a minute and get a little more of your reaction on the speech, if you don't mind. We'll keep you with us here on Mornings on the Mall. 7:44 sure. Now on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, selling your home is a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. This is Vince Colonize. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank, a West Point grad and military veteran, will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon. or he will buy it himself, guaranteed. It's that simple. There is literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They had worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that, $56,000 over list. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Potomac, River Road. Boy, we have big delays. We have a crash coming inbound eastbound River Road. Right as you come up to the intersection with Piney Meeting House Road. And delays, just to give you an idea how slow and backed up this is, almost back to Travilla Road. So if you take River Road coming inbound, get ready. Think about your alternates, as you might want to take Glen Road and push in another direction. River Road bunched up. Now, let's get you around the Beltway. Virginia, normal morning through Annandale. We're okay beyond, and a little stop and go toll road to the Legion Bridge. Not so normal, Maryland Beltway. Dump truck accident, outer loop in New Carrollton as you pass 450 Annapolis Road. Still stay to the far left to get by as you come around from Joint Andrews Air Force Base. Watch for the delays up ahead, and that's pretty much a solid lineup. Wilson Bridge backups, take the inner loop side back near St. Barnabas Road. 295, nothing to report as you leave the Beltway toward the Naval Research Lab and just the volume toward the 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just seeing a little overcast around in spots this morning. It's going to go partly cloudy today because as we go through the day, we'll have sunshine. And a high of 88 degrees, that's 10 degrees above average. Tonight, clear and mild, 68. Sunny tomorrow, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
That is currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Prep your lawn for fall with grass seed, lime, and fertilizer from Potomac Petals and Plants. Their lawn expert, Greg King, can help you have the greenest lawn in town. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Did you happen to see the president's speech at the UN today?
I saw parts of it, yes.
What did you make of it?
I thought it was very dark, dangerous. Not the kind of message that the leader of the greatest nation in the world should be delivering.
That was Hillary Clinton on with Stephen Colbert last night. Joining us right now is Ambassador John Bolton. Ambassador, the president is going to hold some meetings today, including with Mahmoud Abbas, Theresa May, not with Hillary Clinton. what can we expect for the president to accomplish with these meetings that he's having today, one-on-one with these world leaders?
Well, you know, probably the second most important thing a president does when he comes up to New York for this annual opening of the General Assembly is this series of bilateral meetings. Sometimes people liken it to speed dating because you're kind of doing one right after the other. But it's an incredibly efficient way to meet and discuss with a lot of people a lot of different issues. So you mentioned that the president will meet with Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority today. Obviously, he met with Bibi Netanyahu of Israel yesterday, and it gives him a chance really to address a lot of the issues that are on his plate in a very short period of time.
Having been a UN ambassador, what's the role of that job when it comes to preparing the president for each of these meetings? There's a lot of diplomacy going on here.
Well, it can vary. It depends on what the meeting is. I mean, some things where the UN is centrally involved, others where they're not. I think a number of commentators have focused on the unique role that Nikki Haley has compared to the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. So she may be in a very different position since she operates, as far as I can tell, essentially independently of the State Department, which is, I think, unprecedented.
I think he said all he wanted to say, and he just bailed on us. He's like, it's unprecedented. See ya, click. Well, that was UN Ambassador John Bolton. Always nice to get his reaction to all of this, though. I saw him saying yesterday, and you heard him here saying, what a great speech before the United Nations by the President of the United States. And he sort of, and I agree here. I mean, I think Trump forcefully established why America First is a good policy for the United States and why the international community should understand it.
Absolutely. And we were just at the end there talking about Nikki Haley, and I want to give her kudos as well. She has just really done a fantastic job at the UN in representing the United States. I am so proud of her. She's done a fabulous job.
Oh, that's touching. You're proud of Nikki Haley?
I am.
Well, that's nice. We're going to extend. If somebody send this to her, let her know. 750 on WMAL.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You can save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. And with that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-999-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/999. That's 855-999-NASA or nasafcu.com/999. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-999-NASA or click nasafcu.com/999. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, new cloud computing architecture, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. No GRE or GMAT required. Classes start October 4th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
All right, 7:53. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with Courtney Reagan at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning. Well, after closing at record highs yesterday, futures are now higher again this morning, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. Hurricane Maria has just made landfall in Puerto Rico as a Category 4 storm. And the number of people who applied for mortgages fell almost 10% last week. Hurricanes and higher rates are being blamed for the sharp drop. Interest rates are expected to remain unchanged when the Fed decision comes at 2 p.m. Eastern, but the central bank is expected to start reducing its large bond portfolio, which will gradually increase long-term rates. Walmart will give more hours to its current workers for the holidays instead of hiring new people. Target and Macy's each announced they would hire tens of thousands of seasonal holiday workers. Getting enough sleep is better for you than getting a raise. The New York Post says Oxford researchers found that sleep is the strongest indicator of well-being. And Ford is cutting production at 5 plants for 10 weeks. There in the U.S., 2 in Mexico. There's less demand for what they make. The Fusion, Focus, Fiesta, and Mustang. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's our Beltway, Maryland, really struggling here this morning, so I want to give you the alert. If you're coming around from, say, Forestville, Joint Base Andrews, big delays take you beyond 50, John Hanson Highway, to get you past 450. It's scene of the crash involving a dump truck and a fuel spill. Stay to the left to get you on by there. Once you do, you have delays as you leave the top side of the Beltway. Now from New Hampshire Avenue and around toward George Avenue. 270 slows most of the way or banded to the Beltway. Along the way near Middlebrook Road for the crash. Hang on, heading into Potomac River Road with huge backups this morning due to a crash inbound eastbound River Road right near Piney Meeting House Road. Coming off the Greenway and onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston, slowing crash was reported right in that stretch before you get to Centerville Road. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief, this fast-acting foam clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No threats as we look at Jose continuing to spin off to the east. Seems like that thing just needs to go away. And it will, eventually. Some clouds this morning, and then we'll get into clearing quickly. Some already have clear sky. As we get into the afternoon, up to a warm 88. Tonight, mainly clear, 68. Thursday, mainly sunny, 87. Average high this time of year is 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 756 on WMAL.
Some nights are special. Some nights, you just know. It's a Maggiano's night. Maggiano's Little Italy is the place to enjoy family-style excellence. From appetizers and salads that always satisfy, to succulent family-style entrees that put smiles on faces around the table. And now, with the new steakhouse menu, Maggiano's is turning up the heat. Sample flame-kissed steaks, perfectly seasoned chicken, salmon, and more from their world-class steakhouse menu. Maggiano's serves it all up along with shareable appetizers and sides to create the perfect experience. These plated meals start at just $69.95 per person and are available at Maggiano's Friendship Heights only. So get them while they're hot. And don't forget to leave room for Maggiano's distinctly decadent New York cheesecake. There's always more for the family at Maggiano's Little Italy. Check out the new steakhouse menu at Maggiano's Friendship Heights. Make it a Maggiano's night tonight.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy, he's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
It defined who I was for so long.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive.
With the TMS treatment, it gave me the clarity to see changes that I need to make in my life.
I have hope. It's been life-changing. Now I can look forward to my future.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Oh, and here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, we'll be joined by Stephen Farnsworth. He is a political science professor, and he'll give us a rundown of last night's Virginia gubernatorial debate.
And Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has a radical way that he's encouraging people to enjoy hunting in the Department of the Interior. You're going to love this. 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL